Hey, good evening, guys. Hey, it's Kendre, and welcome back to The Grind Don't Stop. So in this episode 11, I want to talk about how to master the art of selling by Jordan Belfort. So number one, learn how to persuade and influence people. Because without it, you wouldn't be able to express and put yourself out to the world. If you can't influence and persuade people to believe in your product and service, you can't really get them to do anything. Now, number two, transfer of certainty. You gotta be absolutely certain that your product or service works, or nobody will buy from you. People could sense how much certainty, how much confidence that you have in a product and service. So if you don't believe that your product and service will work for people, then people can really sense that and they won't buy from you. Now, number three, lower the waterline. It takes 3, 4, sometimes even 5 no's for you to actually get a yes. Because a no doesn't necessarily mean no. It really means not yet. The prospect is really saying is that I'm afraid of making a mistake. I'm not certain that this product or service will work for me. So please show me how I'm not making a mistake and maybe I'll move forward. You got to keep getting little yeses here and there until the prospect fully is certain and believes that this product or service will solve his problem. Number four, be in control of the sale. Every sale is the same. In the first 4 seconds, you must be perceived as being sharp, enthusiastic, and being an expert in your field, or else the sale is done. Without those three things, the prospect doesn't think that you're worth listening to. Because the prospect is only going to give you time if he perceives that you're worth listening to. If you don't sound confident, enthusiastic, like you're an expert, like you know what you're talking about, they're not going to give you any time. Number five, matching and mirroring. People love people that are similar to them. And number six, manage your state, because it's the key to success. Never get mad. As soon as the prospect thinks you're angry and fighting with them, the sale is over. They stop listening to every word you're saying. So instead, be calm, be relaxed, and try to understand the prospect's point of view and show them how acquiring your product or service will help them solve their problems and live a better life. There's also a bonus. Always be prepared for everything. Everyone has different needs and wants. So before you try to sell your product or service, make sure that you know it inside out, so you can solve and answer all their objections. All right, so those are the 7 steps to master the art of selling by Jordan Belfort. If you guys have any questions or any topics you want me to speak about, just send me a voice message or leave me a comment below. Otherwise, I'll see you in the next episode. Have a good night.